Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
Weirdest thing happened to me on Saturday morning, and I think I might have prevented a dog from getting mauled. So Saturday morning, I am heading out. I'm driving to the gym, and as I turn a corner, there is a stray that has his head down, and I've seen this before because that's what happened when my dog got attacked. While there's a man about 100 feet from this stray, and he has a dog as well. Small little thing, right? Oh. And, yep, and I hear this guy telling the bigger dog, move away, go on, go home. And have you ever seen a dog before it attacks?
Yeah, so they kind of get down into this crouch position.
Yeah.
And like you said, that head lowers, but their eyes, eyes are staying pinned on whatever they're about to pounce on.
So he starts making, and they also start to walk very slowly towards what they're going to attack. And I know this because it's happened to my dog. It happened years ago when I was walking my English bulldog. There were two dogs that were let out of their backyard. The kid that was supposed to be watching it, the parents were gone. Kid was supposed to be watching it, left the gate open. These two dogs, without being provoked at all, went right after my English bulldog. I mean, in a harsh way. I told this story on the air before. It was just the grace of God that there was a cop down the street watching it all go down. And she pulled up in her cop car and maced the dogs, pepper sprayed the dogs, and they got off my dog or he would be dead. So as I'm watching this happen, it's the same thing playing out. There's not two dogs. There's just one dog at this point, though. So he starts to walk over to the dude and the smaller dog, and I wedge my truck in between the man walking his dog and the stray and start honking my horn, which got the dog to temporarily start walking the other way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he stops, and as I pull my truck out from the two of them and start making my way towards the gym again, I see the dog doing the exact same thing. So I pull back in. Again, putting a barrier between myself and this stray, honking the horn, dog goes away. And the man that's walking the smaller dog says, I know who this dog belongs to. It's that house right there. So I go up to the house and I ring the doorbell and nobody answers. So when I look in my rear view, everybody seems to be gone. Everything seems to be fine. Go to the gym, come home. And it just so happens as I'm driving back into my house that the owner of the home is making his way into his car from the front door. So I pull in and I tell him exactly what happened. And he said, yeah, I saw you in our Ring camera. And we figured that meant that the dog was out. So once you left, we ended up getting the dog back into the house. And I said, well, does this happen often? Because it looks like that dog was about to attack the other dog. And he said, he would absolutely, it's the sweetest dog we've ever met in our lives. There's just absolutely no way. So I relate to him what I just relayed to you guys, that I've seen this play out before, and this was going to get ugly in a couple of minutes. But he seemed almost like Not possible.
Oh, he's one of those parents that's like, no, not my kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was just like that. But I did my part.
You did more than your part.
Yeah. I wasn't getting out of the car, but yeah. I was feeling pretty good about myself from inside of it.
Yeah. I actually would have just like thrown my door open and be like, get in with your dog. Get in with your dog.
All right. Abby's got the email. Are they being an a-hole? Because you know what? The hair of her husband is driving her nuts.
Hello, Burt Show. Been a listener for years. Love the show and the advice you give. With that being said, I have a problem that may seem small to others, but is turning out to be a nagging problem for me. A little backstory. I've been with my ex-husband / current boyfriend for 12 years total. We married young, divorced young, and then recently found our way back to each other later on in life. We have two daughters together and are currently working through counseling and communication to make our relationship stable the second go around. The issue I have is that I have always had a mental and physical attraction to him, and now that has changed slightly. He just turned 35, and I'm not sure if he's going through some life crisis, but he's growing out his hair. This off-brand Russell Brand / 90s Billy Ray Cyrus hairstyle drives me insane.
In other words, a mullet. I don't know why we're calling it Billy Ray Cyrus hairstyle. Like right. It's a mullet.
Business in the front, party in the back, baby. He's always been so clean cut and shaved since I've known him, which I'm physically attached to, but now he just always looks so sloppy. I work for a very well-known law firm and sometimes have events that require us to dress up. This hairstyle makes it difficult to be taken seriously sometimes, and no matter how he styles it, it just looks like a mess. I've discussed it with him and told him how much I loved it when he was clean-shaved with short hair, but he insists he's going to grow it out finally. It almost feels like a power struggle with him. I thought after some time I would get over it, so I gave myself 4 months to get used to the idea of him having long hair. Needless to say, it did not work. The longer it gets, the grosser it looks. So, Burt Show, am I the a-hole for threatening he shave it or I can no longer be with him? As much as I love him, it's just one of those things that's nagging me to my soul. I pride myself in having great representation, and it would be different if he did not look a certain way, 90% of the time knowing each other. Trust me, I know how vain this sounds, but I need advice if I'm the a-hole for how to accept it or move past it. Thanks for any advice you have.
It seems like such a small thing. No.
I feel like you should be able to sit down. Shocker, we're going to have an adult conversation and just be like, this new hairstyle that you got going on is just not doing it for me, man. Like, can we compromise here? Because I know you seem to like it, but it is not my jam.
I think what makes her the a-hole, if anything, is the threatening to leave part.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, right, that seems like a bit much. Y'all have already been divorced once. Y'all still going to counseling over things. I feel like y'all got bigger fish to fry than this. And I think you can make the suggestion in a relationship, in a healthy relationship, there's nothing wrong with that. This is what I like. But if that's what he wants, then saying you're going to leave him because of that, I feel like you don't really love him like you say you do.
So if we were going to go Kristen's route and have like an adult conversation about how it's just not doing it for me, I feel like if we reverse the genders, we would feel some type of way about it.
We 100% would.
Absolutely.
Like, can you imagine if like Bart sat you down and he was like, Kristen, this new hairstyle you got going on, it's just not doing it for me.
I don't live my life for you. Yeah. You misogynistic a-hole.
Right. Keep that energy.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what the answer is here, but I can say that every woman I know does get a little nervous when her man goes off to the barber in case it gets a little bit too short. So I don't think you're an a-hole for feeling that way, but I do think you are an a-hole for wanting to leave.
I think this is a symptom of a much larger problem and that you guys are not meant to be together. Mm. And it's not because of the hair. Because yes, the hair, you can not like stuff about your partner's appearance, but if you truly love them and you've had a little adult conversation and they're like, no, I want to do this, then you just accept it and move on. The fact that it's so stuck with you and you're building a case against the hair and you're coming to us to get, it's bigger than that. It, obviously, he's your ex. You got back together. I don't think you guys are ready for the long haul or else this wouldn't bother you that much.
Totally agree.
The Burt Show.